Welcome back to the PackCast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Welcome to the PackCast. We have been expecting you. What is good, Super Booker T, BJ? What's going on, fellas?
What's good with you, M Dodo? You know me, chilling, kicking it, you know?
Oh, yeah, and forgive me before we go into your weeks. Money Q is not with us this week. Happy Halloween, Money Q, of course.
He is here in spirit.
Hope he feels better after the procedure.
I wouldn't say that. No. But no, you know, for the most part, man, just hope he's having a great day. Of course, he's here in spirit, and we miss him all the much more. And, you know, sometimes I don't feel the same. So there it is. But yeah, man, hope everything's well.
Yes, sirs. So, yeah, man, I'd had a good little work week this week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm working this new job, and BJ's not going to win the potluck money. We're going to put that out there. We're doing just fine there. Had a petty moment, though, so when we get to Petty McGee, I got to tell you about what happened. But hanging out with the boy, doing that man time thing, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
right. I'm about to say, you guys got plans today after, of course, us recording this episode for Halloween?
Yes, yes. I'm going to take him trick or treating.
That's what's up.
Yes, I'm going to take him there, and when I do that, I'm going to dress up, and I might have to put on the PackCast website what I dressed up as.
Ooh, so
I shall not reveal this yet.
So look forward to that. If you guys are connected to any of our social media platforms, Super Booker T hyphen Ertl is going to have one heck of a costume on that we'll be able to check out. I'm excited.
It's actually probably going to be something that we have done in past episodes and spoke about.
Oh, so yeah, they listened
recently.
They already know what time it is. Yeah. It's not your hot dog soup. No. It's not your hot dog soup with mustard, sir, and some sauerkraut. I want to get one of those one year. I think I want to get a hot dog suit, or, and we talked about this before we actually got in here, or a Fleece Johnson outfit.
Yes.
The booty warrior.
Yes.
I didn't bring no milk, no cookies, no nothing.
We gonna go trick or treating. When we get done recording right now today, I'm gonna go and pick him up and get him from his mom, and I'm gonna take him trick or treating. We're gonna go and
are you going to the rich neighborhoods?
My neighborhood is a pretty rich neighborhood.
Your neighborhood is a very nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
So I don't see me going out my neighborhood.
Okay, okay. Maybe across the street. You know, you got, because you, where you stay.
I might go across the street.
You got areas like, you know, these housing additions and what have not. So you got like, or Dean has a plethora of opportunity to enjoy the wealth of delicious candy.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so it sounds like a pretty decent week for you for the most part.
And I did put a picture of Dean on the pack on Facebook on our website.
Yeah.
And so you will see what he is already. He's already on there if you are listening.
Yeah, I was about to say, I checked it out. It was fantastic. Heck yeah, man. But yeah, it's Halloween today. I hope you guys had a great time this weekend. If you were out and about, I seen a whole bunch of folks via Facebook and Instagram partying it up. So yeah, I hope you guys had a fantastic time.
Yes, sirs. Absolutely. How was your week, Mondo?
Hey, man. You know, for the most part, a chillax week. It was, you know, relaxing earlier in the week. Work, I had to work Halloween weekend, so really can't do any festivities, but I'm living vicariously through all my people. So,
you have to work tonight, right?
Yeah, yes, I do.
So you don't get no festivities at all.
It was a couple of parties that I could have attended. My people, y'all know where y'all at, Indy, Bloomington. I wish I could have been there. I did see some fantastic costumes. And yeah, I was at work, you know, doing a damn thing. So it is what it is.
Alrighty.
Kind of sucked.
Okay. All right. Well, that Colts game is still going on. What's going on with that Colts game?
Yeah, sports, man. Right now, as we left it, which is probably nearing an end right now, it was 24-all at the time. we had them down, or we had them 3rd and 18, so it was within 3 minutes. Hopefully we got the ball back, drove downfield, and maybe kicked a field goal to win.
I don't like BJ's face right now.
Did they turn over the ball? The coach turned over the ball?
Right now, I'm not, no cap, as a kid saying, no cap.
Is that what the youngsters say?
Yeah. It's 37 seconds left, Tennessee 31, Colts 24.
Damn. So they that 3rd and 18. Somehow they got the first down, which is amazing. And
from what I'm getting from Twitter 50 seconds ago, Daniel Triplett said, "Ayo, Carson Wentz, what the fuck was with that BS ass interception throw?"
There we go. So we did get the ball back and we turned over the ball. Oh, shit.
No, you don't want to know how it happened. Wentz was on the 1 yard line and got hit. Interception. Titans ran it in for a touchdown.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, well, that happened now.
It's ruined my Halloween. No, but for the most part, damn. So the NFL football was going on. It sounds like the Colts are down. Pacers, we're not off to a hot start either. I think we're like 1-5 right now. The only team we beat was Miami, and every other team we've lost to. But, you know, young team, and we got to figure it out, so... That's what's going on in sports world. And UFC had an event. UFC 267 was yesterday. I didn't get to watch it. I did hear that the light heavyweight champion lost. Jane versus Glover. I don't want to see this shit. My spirit about to be hurt.
Glover's from, you know where he's from, don't you?
Where's Glover from?
He's actually from the pit with Chuck Liddell's coach.
Oh, snap. For real?
Yeah, he was one of the last ones out of there, yeah.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, congratulations to him.
We're going
to
watch this.
Oh, man, my spirit.
Titans early in the season starting to get warmed up.
Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Matt Damon.
They dressed up like football players for Halloween.
I tell you.
Man, that kind of looked like that commercial to come on TV with them on the field with the baby. Have y'all seen that commercial?
Yeah.
He's picking up the baby. Oh, he's burping the baby.
This looks like some fucking Madden play when you're playing against your buddy and the quarterback does it.
It's one of those plays and it gets tipped by a lineman and
that's a throw your controller.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, that's one of the.
That's got to be one of those.
They call those
moments.
One of the rage moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you're raging out. And then, of course, is the World Series still going on?
Yes. It started on Tuesday, I think.
So, yeah, we talked about this, and that was one of our mistakes from last week, but I think we corrected on the show. Astros versus the Braves.
Yes.
So if you're into baseball, hopefully you're enjoying your October when it comes to the World Series as well. That's what I got in sports is anyway. So, you know, UFC, NBA, NFL.
In baseball.
Oh, my God. Tennessee and the Colts tied 31-31, 22 seconds left.
What?
Come on. What? You got to be serious now.
I am not playing.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. So, at least it's going to go into OT. Colts, I didn't lose faith in you.
I would never lose faith.
I'm going to tell you this. BJ tried to hurt my emotions with that damn video, but I knew you was going to do something.
Yes, sir.
I knew you was going to do something.
Thank you for calling, Matt Damon.
And I'll say this. I'm going to get off the sports shit. I like what Darius Leonard said. He felt like it was a must win for us to get in the playoffs, even if we lost, I feel like we still had opportunity, but I felt him because we're 3-4 right now. That would make us 4-4 and even us up with Tennessee in the AFC South. So yeah, I love sports. I love fucking sports, man.
I like sports too.
Yes, I'm a big fan of it. Local current events, what have you heard this week, Super Booker T, when it comes to local and current events?
Locally, you know, because of the spirits of Halloween, you know, I've been looking into a lot of haunted houses because Money Q put on our page, like, it made me think about it because he asked about haunted houses and stuff like that.
So the good old Money Q&A. He has been doing the Facebook posts and social media posts and asking questions. What was the question?
It was, what is your, like, favorite, this is not verbatim, you know.
Yeah.
But it was basically, what's your favorite haunted house? Where do you go? You know, stuff like that.
Okay, no, because I think I know the one you're talking about. It made me laugh because he had posted the question, you know, what haunted houses are you going to? And I think Lil Mikey had responded with like one of the haunted houses. And then Q responded, "Nah, motherfucker, I'm talking about a real haunted house." And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I'm with Lil Mikey on this one. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, he was like, you know, like Hannah, you know, out there, Hannah or something like that. Well, you know, Mikey's response. And then Q was like, "No, I'm talking about a real haunted house." I'm like, Q, where you know where some real haunted houses are? Motherfucker, you don't. Unless you, you know, looking at some fucking Travel Channel shit.
I worked a haunted house once.
A real one?
A haunted, it was a haunted hayride.
Oh, dude.
And then I got to be the guy with the chainsaw.
Oh, nice.
But they took the, obviously they took the.
Yeah, they take the, yeah. Blade off.
Hey, man, I got a very, very funny story I'm going to tell about that later.
I made a little kid pee himself.
Oh, and I've heard stories about people pissing on themselves at haunted houses and haunted trains that are some of the best stories ever.
I just kept, yeah, I'm going to cut your boobie off.
That will startle anybody.
I was 17. They let us, like, here's a chainsaw, scare people.
It's good that I'm flat-chested. I was like, what are you cutting off?
Hey.
My penis.
Might as well at this stage.
Oh, BJ, you got all the zingers today, huh? Happy Halloween to Mondo. I'm getting, what, tricked? There it is. I'm not getting treated. Ain't that some bullshit?
Do you want BJ to treat you?
Yes.
Yeah.
He treated us a chili last week, and I was still thinking about that.
Chili. Hey, was some good chili.
I cooked all week this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
You cooked today?
No.
Well, motherfucker, you ain't cooked all week. Gotcha.
No, I didn't. I cooked myself, yeah. For myself, but not for everybody. I made Angus burgers this week.
Ooh.
I made a little bit of some bacon this week, and then made some mashed, all kinds of stuff this week.
I made some tacos.
Did you?
I did. I was proud of myself.
What'd you buy?
Did you save me any?
Huh?
Did you save me any?
Did I save any?
Yeah.
That was earlier in the week, dude.
Well, fuck you.
I'm talking about, what? I still got some ground beef. I could still put it in the skillet, but yeah, I made some tacos earlier in the week, and then I ate fast food.
Well, anyways.
Bachelor life, bitch.
Anyways, so there is a haunted train ride in Atlanta, Indiana. Okay?
Okay, quick question. Have you always found it weird, like when you go to states, it'll have like another name from another, you know, fucking state in it, like Atlanta, Indiana.
Yeah.
Mexico, Indiana. That always threw me off. Like, we couldn't come up with any new names.
Yeah.
Continue though. Sorry.
It does,
sorry.
No, it does feel weird saying it, because that's the only reason why I can remember what it was called. Yeah. Is because I never knew there was a Atlanta, Indiana.
There's so many Springfields, you know, like Springfield, Ohio, Springfield, Illinois. It's like, yeah, but the names are duplicated sometimes. I always think about that. Sorry.
So it's a train ride. It's a double-decker train, and they take you into the woods. I'm talking black woods, where they actually have to have, like, little candles to walk around to see the people on the train.
No, I'm cool.
Like, it was crazy. I'm talking about that, like, we was on the upper deck, so it felt like a boat. Like, you were swaying back and forth. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And they take you all the way out there. I want to say 45 minutes, hour out. And then they take you. They have to take you back. And then after you get off the train, it's like this, like this haunted house where they do like Ghostbusters type work, like that, like reading with the little machines and little, like ghost haunted house.
Oh, you talking about with like the actual real paranormal shit they use?
Yeah.
Okay, like the real shit. Boxes.
And, yeah,
you know I love my paranormal shit. Halloween is like my season because all the good shit's on TV. But continue. Forgive me.
Yeah, but hey, man, it was crazy. Like, I didn't even know where I was going. She wouldn't tell me. The wife wouldn't tell me where we was going when we were going there. And I was just like, what? Welcome to Atlanta? Nigga, we've been in the car for 45 minutes. What
hey,
the fuck?
Hey, but why did I immediately think about Jermaine Dupri and Luda when you said, welcome to Atlanta? You know, and then you get to Atlanta, Indiana with one stoplight.
So that was one of them. And my buddy Patrick Greenhouse, he has what's called the Asylum House. And him and my buddy Nick Young, shout out to both of them. They've been doing that for about the past like 10 years. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. I'm about to say on current events as well. We had talked about this earlier in the week, me, Money Q, and Super Booker T. Wheeler Mission in the city of Indianapolis are trying to get prepared for the winter for homeless folks. And so they're looking at certain like closed schools to actually open up to help the homeless folks of Indianapolis.
Yeah, they're supposed to be turning some of those closed schools into homeless shelters, and that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Why leave the building there and not take care of the homeless? You know what I mean? They can be in a warm building, which, hell, as far as I'm concerned, they ain't going to be that damn warm because we didn't have warm schools and no schools was open.
Unless it was the summertime. unless it was the summertime and the AC wasn't working in that motherfucker.
I'm telling you.
You already know.
Hey.
But that also it did something. I think we both watched the same news clip where, you know, certain communities were somewhat offended that, you know, they weren't notified of these transitions to these old schools. To possibly be in homeless shelters.
I mean, I don't think that they necessarily have to tell you what they're going to do with a government building because it's basically a government
building. They truly don't, though. That when I watched the clip, I was thinking about that, T. Like, they didn't have to tell that woman not a damn thing. Not a damn thing.
That's where I am with it. I mean, I didn't see the reason why she even needed to be on the news at that point.
You know why? Because her ass is nosy. you know why. She's seen some shit going on. Hey, I thought about it immediately when I watched the clip. And I was like, ooh, this nosy heifer.
Yeah, she was real nosy.
Did she live in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
This was off of 21st and Emerson.
So she lives in the neighborhood, and she wanted to know whether a homeless thing was going to be there or not?
If they were going to turn the school into a homeless shelter.
Yeah, so she's seen some folks like at the actual closed school. And then she was like, oh, well, let me go see what they're doing. And so they was like, oh, this is what we're doing. And then she got offended.
Yeah, well, it was that quick.
She could, though. I don't see why.
No, she has every right to.
Because, like, yeah, think about it.
It doesn't mean she's not nosy.
No, she knows.
Yeah, she knows it a bit.
Because of property value.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can see that, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that. Yeah, okay. All right, I can agree
especially
with that
if you're
as well.
About to sell your house.
Yeah. Now you have some day.
You got like 6 months. You going to be here back.
hey, hold up. You imagine a family coming through, you know, you checking out the house or whatever. Like, what's going on across the street? Oh, don't worry about that. Well, it looks like he's taking the shit outside. I'm not too certain about that.
I don't know if you guys can see this or not.
I could see a sign and the Google circle spinning above a building.
It's not a Google circle.
Whatever, dude. Was it Chrome? Was it? Oh, you got one of these Macs or what have not. You feel special, huh?
Just settle the fuck down over
there. No, you feel special.
So basically, this is when...
That's the KKK. I see that.
That's the highway signs.
Oh, man.
What highway is this on so I can make sure I avoid that sign? But the worst part is we can't even keep straight, motherfucker. We got to turn around or something.
I tell
that
you.
That motherfucker gives you like left K and then right KK.
I'm good.
That's in Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
Oh, okay.
Kankakee.
So, remember not to go to Kansas.
You guys brought it up because it's Halloween, small horror towns, right?
Yeah.
And then so I drove through this once before and I was like, nah, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
So when I went back out there to visit stores, I was like, I stopped and I was like, I'm going to take a photo of this because this doesn't look real. Because somebody, you got to think about it, a town engineer or whoever it was had to go like, all right, so this is KK. Maybe we shouldn't have this up here. Oh, no, it's fine.
Hey, man, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little tidbit right now, just based off of what you just said. There are people that are so stupid, okay, that will just agree with something so simple. Now, look, there's a master cylinder on a car and there's a slave cylinder on the car, okay? If the slave cylinder goes bad, the car won't run. But if the master cylinder goes out on the car, it will. Somebody agreed to that at some point when they decided to go to this whole square to round real automotive instead of horse and back shit. Somebody agreed to that too, okay? There's some stupid motherfuckers out here. And I need y'all to get your shit together.
No, I think it was actually purposely done. I think the guy who did it was probably friends with the Grand Wizard and was like, hey, so we're just going to do this and no one's going to tell us not to do it.
I think it'd be someone like me, like, it'd be really funny.
We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore.
And I'm pretty sure I did not stop in that place whatsoever.
Well, I appreciate you standing up for us.
No, I No. I'm just dark enough.
Yeah, they'd have been like, hey, buddy, you get over here. You look like a Mexican.
You look like you got some pigment in you,
yeah,
Mo.
You ain't
well,
got-
I would have been like, I need a pack of Marlboro Lights, Monsters. Do you guys have any crosses to burn?
Hey.
You good people.
Hey, as soon as you would have went for one of those tortados on the motherfucker grill, they'd be like, hold up, buddy. We don't eat that around here. I knew it was something about you.
We got him there on purpose.
Let's get him, Bill.
Is that as good as your mama makes?
Hey, we need to get the fuck up out of here.
It's time to go.
We got to go. Don't say that. Don't make eye contact. That's a moment. Don't make eye contact with him. He has a flannel with the cut off sleeves. You know, the motherfucker got a flannel with cut off sleeves and the motherfucking hat. It
looks like a fucking Larry the Cable Guy.
There you go. Yeah. You don't want the problem. He's probably got the shotgun rack in the back.
Like the 64-ounce fucking Mountain Dew.
He's already juiced up.
He has like 7 toes because of diabetes.
Oh, and he's chewing tobacco. You don't want any parts of that guy.
It's even worse if he was chewing snuff.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if you know what snuff
I've
is,
heard
but
of it. I don't want
to. You got some of that red man.
I'm telling
loose
you,
loose leaf.
Oh Lord, some of that sweet leaf, some Gandalf. Oh, and in other news, the FDA did pass the Pfizer vaccine for children in the age realm of 5 to 11.
Yes.
So that is happening as well.
Can I tell you what I looked up over this week?
Go ahead, yeah.
Unvaccinated semen and what it's going for.
That's what? Hold up.
What?
Like
unvaccinated semen.
I can sell it?
Yes. It's highly coveted right now.
On the black market?
No, like the actual... No, you're not going to take this down to Lamont, you know, on 21st and Post.
I'm not. I don't know who he's giving it to off 21st and Post.
You know, no, like the biggest thing is unvaccinated semen is going to be like a new cryptocurrency. It's going to be in such high demand because so many people have gotten the vaccination.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes, and I am unvaccinated.
Uh-oh.
I'm saving for the future.
That's an investment. Because
right now it's $500 for unknown, and it's like $650 if you fill out, like, if you're not anonymous in the Midwest sperm bank.
That's crazy.
So $500 if you're an anonymous donor. That way you don't want them to know who you are, and it's like $650 if you let them know, because that way they can, like, look at the medical history and stuff like that.
Mm. Now you got to be curious. Like, how much is the unvaccinated going for?
It has not went up yet.
Oh, it's going to be like for a stack. It's going
to
be double.
If it gets up to about, even $500 to do what we do for fun,
I tell you, I'm gonna be like, I don't know if you guys watched the movie Black Dynamite, where he
you know where he
ran into the kids on the street. They was like, yeah, my mama said my dad is Black Dynamite. Go on now, child, go on, run over there. Hey,
my mama said it's him though.
No, go on now, you go on, get
what's the other one, Road Trip.
Oh hell yeah, yeah, classic. So yeah, that is a worthy news story. So that has been, that is our local and current events that is going on in the world. That's some crazy shit.
But could you live with the fact of knowing that there's kids out there you don't know about?
No, I couldn't.
I'm about to say personally, no. Personally, no.
It's a family tradition for me.
I may joke about it, but yeah, I would. I think it would be something in the back of my mind that I would want to meet that kid. You know, yeah, that shit would fuck with me.
Yeah.
Until they find you.
Mm.
And they'd be like...
Pop
trick or treat.
I'm your son. I'm like, God damn it.
What she saying? Don't be a menace. You know what you say to him when you meet a nice man. Are you my daddy?
There it is. There it is.
This one might be mine, but this is a Caucasian.
Oh, shit.
He's already got a better credit
you
score.
You talking about the cat? I haven't watched that movie, but that clip with the Cat Williams.
One of the funniest things
ever.
Dude,
I have, man, that clip. Have you ever seen a clip?
What clip?
Well, Cat Williams is a movie, and he's in the scene, he's locked up. And
when he's talking through the jail cell,
hey dude,
hey,
that's one of the best.
Man.
This one may be mine, but just because you named the baby after me doesn't mean that it's mine.
And then he looked at the dude in the background and said, "He's like, don't he look like the guard in the back?" Oh, hey man, hey, that was classic.
He's like, "Bitch, I've been in here 18 months. I'm certain consecutive sentences."
And I'm about to say the baby mom was Tiffany Haddish.
Yes,
yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. That made me want to watch that movie because it just seems so funny, that part.
Dude, Cat Williams is he's underrated at
times. He's coming here to nap soon. Cat Williams will be here within the next month.
The worst part is when you try to watch Cat Williams on Comedy Central.
Yeah, oh, because it's all edited. You can't
hear one word. It's like, meh.
I know.
Meh.
Cush. That's it. that's all you hear.
Okay. M. Dodo.
Yo.
Question.
Yeah.
Can I ask BJ a question?
Go for it. Yeah.
What is the score to the game?
Oh, hey, it's an over. It has an updated Colts got the ball.
OT.
Okay.
OT, we need to score to get this win.
I've been re-clicking this the whole time.
Wonderful. Okay, I was just asking because I was really, really concerned.
You know, I just don't... Yeah. I'm praying for him, and then we need that win. So you know,
yeah, we really need this win.
I just don't want to be depressed at the end of the show if it doesn't.
It's gonna happen. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
There it is. Have you watched anything new recently?
Oh man, Matt Damon. Hey man, I've been watching this show, the Squid Games on Netflix.
You finally got onto it,
bro. I do not understand what people are doing in this I do understand, but I'm just saying I would not make the choice.
Have you watched Squid Games yet, B?
Yeah.
You watch all episodes?
No.
Okay.
I've been binge watching it since yesterday, so I'm on episode 7 out of 9 right now. So when I go home, I'm probably going pop one back on because it's, you know, it's Halloween's and stuff. So I'll take him tweeting and then we'll watch the last couple episodes.
I'm about to say, I may binge watch it tonight if I don't have too much shit to do at work.
I'm here to tell you,
which,
dude,
is great.
The show is so freaking crazy. Like, it's like they have all the information on all these people, and then all these people get a chance to try to, like, make this money and try to, you know, pay off stuff. And like, it, like, they volunteer for it though. Like, they literally volunteer. They're not getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's like I was telling you earlier today, it's kind of like the old video game Rival Schools.
Rival Schools.
So it's kind of like that. And like, it's insane. It's like the Hunger Games, but with money instead of your freedom.
Yeah. From what I heard was the premise, they do a good job of course, like, telling the backstory of some of the individual characters and why they joined the actual Squid Games.
Yeah.
You know, to get out of debt or something like that. And I've heard nothing but rave reviews, and I was telling you about some theories of how it relates to the real world, too. I have not watched the Squid Games. I will watch the Squid Games so I can maybe say my piece or two on it. But you are enjoying it?
Oh, man, I enjoy that so much. Like, and the reason why, though, is because, like, the wife, she comes to me and she's like, hey, I want you to watch this video. I'm like, all right. When you show me something, that's when I get interested. So she showed me the video of them playing Red Light, Green Light.
Yeah, with the big doll.
Red Light, Green Light.
That's the prevalent one that they're showing. Like
on,
I said,
Facebook and,
like,
all that shit.
Trailer-wise, yeah, with the doll turning around and shooting fucking shit.
Hey, and the thing is, this ain't no bullshit. It's red light, green light. You better not move on red. You move on red, that's your ass, son.
But can I, like, see a finger twitch?
Yes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
If your finger twitch, you done, dude.
Yeah.
You done. It's a bullet in the head.
Yeah, I don't want no parts of that.
You catch one to the chest. Like, it's all these different little games. Like, they had a game where they had them, like, have, like, a honeycomb, like, press flat, and then they had to get the impression out. It was a diamond.
I've seen that clip too.
I'm just telling the clips that's out there. I'm not trying to ruin nothing for nobody.
No, I feel you.
But it was a circle, a triangle, a star, and an umbrella. And you had to, they only gave you a needle to try to get it out.
That's crazy.
And like, they did a tug of war. Hey, the tug of war was off the chain, my guy.
I bet.
Oh man. I'm talking about 50 feet up in the air.
Mm-mm.
And one team's got to lose.
Yeah, I want no parts of that.
10 people at one time. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It is crazy. Like, I'm thoroughly deep into it. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? What have you been watching, M. Dodo?
I watched, I think it's still at theaters. Don't Breathe 2. You know, Don't Breathe 1 was the story about the blind guy who was protecting his house. Ex-military vet type guy who was just fucking savage. So I watched Don't Breathe 2. It didn't waste any time getting into the action. If you are an action fan and suspense somewhat, it didn't waste any time. The story was kind of, you know, self-explanatory. It did have a nice little twist at the end, though. But yeah, hey, yeah, that the dude that played it, and I forget his name, is Steve something, but he was Ike Clinton in Tombstone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the day.
Yeah.
I love that guy, and he did a good job in that role. So Don't Breathe 2, if you get opportunity to see it, and if you're an action fan and like a little bit of suspense as well, check it out. It was pretty decent. Like I said, straight linear story though with a little bit of twist.
Okay, BJ, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Did you watch Crown Jewel?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't. It's not the biggest pay per view, but it was good. There was a lot of good matches, though. I will say that they had some good matches.
Yeah, I think Goldberg actually finally had a decent match.
Yeah, after all the time that he hasn't been in, yeah, this was probably one of his finest matches.
And we'll get this out the way, T. We lost.
Yep, 34-31. Wentz threw an interception overtime.
He threw another motherfucking pick.
That's what led to the field goal.
Damn.
But a show I've been watching called Inside Job on Netflix.
Inside Job?
Yeah. It's a cartoon.
I think I've seen the trailer for it. It's
fucking hilarious.
I'll check it out.
It's about the Deep South government and then like aliens and then it's like Rick and Morty, but like with way more cursing.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it is hilarious. They cover like the flat earth, they cover this, they cover that.
Oh Lord.
So yeah, you definitely, it's something that if you're a Rick and Morty fan, it's kind of similar. But it was so funny. But back to you're talking about the show you guys been watching, T's been watching. That guy had been trying for 10 years to get that show made.
Really?
And then, like, he sold his laptop for the last $650 so he can, like, pay his stuff and stuff like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
And now it's, like, the number one movie download of, like, almost all time.
That's nuts. Are you talking about, what, Squid Games?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations to that guy and pursuing his dream. I mean, it sounded like he had a great idea.
So, yeah, that's really all I've been watching. Last night I watched, I'm about done with the season one of Inside Job. It's hilarious.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Give me something.
Because if you like Rick and Morty.
I love Rick and Morty.
And it's only 30-minute, like 23, 24-minute shows. So that way you can get through. But it is hilarious. A lot of the guys off of like Cartoon Network, veterans of that stuff are on there too.
Sweet. All right. So yeah, that gives me something to binge watch. Inside Job on Netflix, Squid Games on Netflix, and then Don't Breathe 2. If you get an opportunity to watch them, check them out. Good stuff.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, and I don't want to go without saying before we get too deep into it, any birthday shout outs or anything like that?
Not close ones. I haven't had any close birthdays this week.
Yeah, I'll say about the same. You know, folks that I went to school with type stuff, friends like that. I'll say my guy Vaughn, happy birthday. Monique, happy birthday. I feel like, of course, I'm missing some. If I am, you know, I wish a happy birthday on Facebook, all that wonderful stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I got a couple. You know, I got my boy Curry Nugent. You know, I met him back in 2003, back in Florida. Throw him out there. You know what I mean? Greg Weitz, that's my guy. You know what I mean? That's my guy. Yeah, throw one out to here. Sherry Lynn Woods, that went to high school with
Sherry
us.
Sherry Lynn, happy birthday.
Let's throw her a shout out real quick, you know what I mean? Because even on my timeline feed, it pulls up, you know, pictures and stuff. So, but, you know, hey, give a shout out to my kids, Grandpa, Papa, Mark Hearn, his birthday.
Right on, right on.
Go ahead and throw that out there. Give it out to my boy, Travis Schuyler, you know what I mean? Comedy friend.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it definitely sounded like you had some.
So I did have some. Jim Alsando, got to throw it out to him one time on love, you know.
And well, BJ, you had something. You was about to say something.
Well, the cast of it has Lizzie Kaplan,
mm-hmm.
Christian Slater.
Oh, Christian Slater's my dude.
Clark Duke, if you remember off Hop Top Time Machine.
Yes.
And then Tisha Campbell is it Gigi.
Tisha Campbell. Mm-hmm. Martin.
One more. Oh, yep. We got to give it up to Tyler Durden.
T. Durden. Yeah, man. His birthday coming up. Happy birthday, T. Durden. That's my dude.
Yeah, his birthday is tomorrow. Yeah. So let's go ahead and throw a shout out to
him. Happy birthday, T. Durden.
And then Wesley. Wesley's birthday is the 2nd.
Oh, well, you're talking about Starship West?
Yeah.
Starship West. My guy. One of my best friends, man. Happy early birthday to you as well, sir.
Jamie McNulty. McNuts. Happy birthday, you two. There it is.
You already know what time it is. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Woo, 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 yeah.
A said, oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, give us birthday shout outs. Happy early birthday, belated birthday, current birthday to you guys.
Even if we missed you, happy birthday to you too.
Yes, you know it. Like I said, I at least try to send you a happy birthday shout out on Facebook.
Yes.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Yes.
So nice, nice, nice. I was about to say, yeah, Super Booker T.
What's good?
I was about to say, do you got any knowledge for us on anything that you do when it comes to Tees G Raj or now, a.k.a. Mr. Carpentee?
Yeah, I got something for it. I got a little something for it.
Yeah, BJ, right? Boy, that boy be on point. Downy, boy, that boy be on point. Oh, get it. Oh. I'm doing a robot. Paging-Erdl.
He is a man who does not exist.
You don't exist?
-Erdl. All right. So it's basic. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talked about 2 weeks ago, we talked about how I had to put the closet back up.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So when you put the closet back up, you got to put it on what? You got to put it on drywall.
Yes, you do. You have to put it on drywall.
It's real simple to hang drywall. That's what we're talking about here. Now, when you hang some drywall, you got to make sure you go and you drill, and you make sure you have, when you drill, you got to make sure you have actual drywall bolts or screws. So that way you can paint over them and you won't be able to see them when you go into your house. You don't see just a bunch of screws in the walls. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you hang a drywall, you got to be able to cut it. You can do it hand style, or you can have a machine that'll cut it, like electrical machine, a Sawzall or something like that to do it. But you want to cut the drywall to fit around, like, let's just say a door. So you have to actually, let's say you have one big piece, you have to cut out the round piece of the door in order to put the drywall onto the baseboards of the house.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Some people use, like, when they started doing this shit, you know what I mean? It was like you used a hammer and a nail, you know? And then you made sure the nail went all the way in so that way you can paint over it so that you wouldn't see that stuff. But then if you go that far, so if you go as far as to do a door, you have to learn how to do trim pieces. So the trim around the door has to go on after you get the wall and stuff up. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to learn your measurements. You have to have, you know, something to cut it with. And typically, like I said, you can use a hacksaw, a jigsaw, a regular table saw.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a handsaw, but that's the hardest way to do it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty tough to use a handsaw.
But when you hang your drywall, you put it up, and you measure the room, and that's how you figure out how much you need to cut off of one big piece, because it comes as the same size. Every piece of drywall comes as the same size. So you have to cut the drywall in order to hang it and make it all fit to make the wall. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you get your stud finder, make sure you can find the studs, or mark the drywall after you cut it before you put it up. Mark it, and then you know, if you mark it at the top, then you know where your baseboards are.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that's how I knew where the baseboards was when the closet fell in my crib. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just went ahead and was like, all right, take a stud finder and just mark it.
I swear I was about to ask you about the stud finder too. Like, when
does is you put it up against the wall, and you push the button and you slide it down the wall. And when you slide it down the wall, what happens is it'll read a big, thick piece of wood,
mm-hmm.
is what a stud finder is. It'll beep every time, and then you'll go about 16 inches and it'll do it again. That's how you find your studs.
Okay.
So once you find your studs, you should mark, like, hang your drywall, have it up there. Don't try to drill it in yet. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, then you find your studs. Then once you find your studs, you mark your drywall, and that's when you start hanging your drywall.
Okay.
So to hang drywall is not hard. It's a little dirty job.
Is it like a one person job though to hang drywall, or maybe like a two person job?
It depends on how much you're hanging at one time.
Okay.
Because if I'm hanging a big 30 piece drywall piece, like I don't know the exact measurements, so
I know what you mean.
If I'm holding a big 30 piece, I'm probably going to need to have somebody hold it up while I'm trying to find the studs so I can mark it. And then we start, do one at the top on the right, do one at the lower left, do one at mm-hmm. the right bottom, and then do one at the left top.
So when you're installing drywall, I mean, are you are you screwing it in once you get the size of the drywall, or how are you putting it in place to seal it in?
Okay, how you seal it in is with the drywall, with the screws.
Okay.
So you find your baseboards, yeah. and then you just drill in. You go all the way down the drywall. Now, you want to do the four corners first, because that'll hold it up. Then you don't need a second person anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, because you've already marked it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's already up. You already got four screws in the corners, and now you know where you need to put those other screws. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then all you do is plaster over those screw holes.
I swear that was going to be the next step I was going to get to. Yeah. Because I was thinking about...
You just get some plaster, mix it up, and then you grow over those screws.
Because I was thinking about the cosmetic part. You know, yes. Like you said, once you find the studs and the screws and what have that, like it'll be showing. So I was thinking, how do you cover it up? So yeah, perfect.
Yes. You get plaster, you mix it up yourself, and then you just... It's like a little scraper. It's a flat little scraper thing, mm-hmm. and you just scrape over it, and then it fills the hole.
So you got to let us know about plaster next week then, because you hitting us with a drywall, but you know what I'm saying? Now that's we got the next step. Oh, I like how carpentry is doing the damn thing.
Hey, I told you I did carpentry work before I started working on cars.
Because look, I had so many questions, and then they're leading to different avenues when it comes to home improvement.
Yeah, my daddy said, but boy, you've been learning how to work on your car and on your house. You'll save yourself a lot of money.
There it is. And like you said, with drywall, you want to find the studs, get it in place. The measurement cuts got to be accurate. Get it in place. Sometimes it's a one person job or a two person job. Find the studs, screw them in, and then the next step. Ooh, I like. All right. Good shit.
Well, there you go.
All right on. Well, Carpentry giving us a little bit of info when it comes to installing some drywall. So I like it. I like it a lot. Good stuff. A man that does not exist. Carpentry. Nice. That Knight Rider music be hitting though.
Yeah,
it'd be hitting, don't it?
Yes.
Michael Knight.
Rolling out the 18 wheeler up in this motherfucker.
I tell you, hey, when he used to roll out the 18 wheeler, he always tripped me out. It always reminded me of Optimus Prime. You know, we had a trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was the shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna go ahead and get into the petty, because we're gonna save our last segment for the Halloween special. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get into good old Detective Petty McGee.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen. Womp, 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 womp. Womp, 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 womp. Womp, 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 womp. Womp, 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 womp. Womp, 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 womp. Detective Petty. Detective Petty. What? Go, Petty, go! it's been a minute since we did a good old
so stupid
Detective Petty McGee up in this motherfucker. I can be severely petty today, but I do have a petty story in mind. Super T, would you like to start? Or would you like me to start? It depends.
I mean, I want you to start. I want to see what you got.
All right,
I know what I got.
Like, I actually got some petty ammo. I could be very petty, but I'm just gonna be. I'm gonna just be. A little bit of dab of salt petty. And this had to do with me and T. Just earlier today, I just had a petty moment. And it was pretty funny to me. T comes to the crib, he comes to M. Dodo's spot. And, we're going over notes of the show, trying to make sure that we got everything situated. And, of course, hey, We having us a little bit of a smoke break while we making it do what it do and get together with these ideas. And at the time, got the ashtray out, me and T conversating. And T is in full conversation about one of the topics. And immediately while he's talking, he pulls out a lighter and he sets a lighter on the table. Now, my silly ass immediately listening to T look straight at the lighter. And at that moment, when I look at that lighter, I am distracted. Why am I distracted, Super Booker T?
Well, you looked at me and you said, T, is that my lighter?
Now, this lighter's been gone for about maybe a week or two. This lighter, this is not just like, hey, you know, we just chilling in the lighter, just, you know, because everybody does the pocket thing with lighters. If a lighter's around, sometimes, hey, natural feeling, you put it in your pocket. But I remember that lighter. I remember that particular lighter for some reason. And so, I asked, hey, T, you know, and the funny part is, you know, my pettiness of looking at this lighter and thinking it's mine. T, at that moment, what do you do?
I said, yeah, I think it is your lighter. and here's the pettiness. Like, we both got petty. When I had that lighter in my pocket, I said, why does this look like my lighter? So I wasn't ever thinking I took nobody's lighter.
Uh-huh.
But when I noticed I had two of the same color lighters in my pocket, I was like, this ain't my lighter. I'm going to be petty and make sure whoever asked me for this lighter, they understand that I took their lighter because I thought it was mine.
He pulled out the other lighter. They were goddamn twins. Yeah, he pulled out the other lighter, and I was sitting there like, damn. Now, by then, week done passed. I can't just be saving my life waiting for this lighter. By then, I done bought about two or three lighters. So at that moment, of course, I was like, okay, it's okay. I got three lighters now. I'm good.
You couldn't blame me.
But I was just mad that I was that petty while we were talking about business and getting our shit together collectively, that I focused on that fucking lighter. I focused on the fucking lighter. You like, it was one of those moments like, you know, Peanuts and Charlie Brown, where the teacher's talking, wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And then, you know, and I'm like, mm-hmm. And then I was like, hey, T, is that my lighter? You know, I had missed
that. Well, and the funny part is that when it came down to it, I had the lighter in my pocket. I was being so petty that I knew somebody was going to ask me about this lighter. And I knew I had it for about a week. I'm like, I'm not taking that out of my pocket. I'm going to keep it in my pocket with my lighter. And that's why I pulled out my lighter and your lighter out my pocket. And they, again, as you said, they look like twins.
I tell you, and then me being as petty as I am, I actually thought that Money Q had took my lighter. Because it's been times that I left a lighter in this car. You know, like I said, the natural, you know, hand a lighter, pocket a lighter thing happens. And I thought he had it. But then once I seen that lighter, I was like, hold up. Super Booker T, is that my lighter? Like I said, I Peanuts teachered him and everything too. Wah, wah, wah. Hey, T, hold up. Hold up, T. Hold up. I know you're in deep conversation, bro. Is that my lighter? And then he put out the second lighter. That was my Petty McGee moment of the week. It was pretty funny.
I think that's our Petty McGee together at the moment, because our show was petty enough to keep that in my pocket.
Hey, and then when you put out the second lighter, and yeah, we had that moment of sheer...
We shared pettiness together.
Yes, it was pretty petty.
Yes.
The lighter. Say, the pocket lighter. Hey, hold up. This is going to be a PSA. Pocket motherfucking lighter, you know, lighter in the pocket shit is real. You know what I'm saying?
He said it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
When somebody hands you a lighter, be mindful to return their lighter back. You never know when they're going to need it. You know, they may get in a crash. But most
people who smoke and use a lighter, they typically put it back in their pocket.
The smart people have the little fucking little stringy
thing. I know. I used to have those. Yeah. I broke. I need to get another one.
Yeah, those motherfuckers break fast.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but they break fast.
The little whoosh. What is this? Whoosh. The little. It's, people can't see what I'm doing. I'm doing
I know.
Indiana Jones whip. We talk about you doing it. I'm over doing it. Whoosh.
Yeah, you doing it. I see it.
I want to hit a motherfucker with a lighter, possibly, and come back. Like a yo-yo. What, well, BJ? What?
You've taken your fair share of lighters.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't set anything down around you.
Do I be still like that?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens.
I was going to be petty to you yesterday.
What were you going
to
do?
I was just going to do it just for the show.
Ooh.
So I was on the west side.
Oh, west side.
And I was leaving. It was around 5 o'clock. Stopped at the Kroger and Speedway. They have my Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ton of them. That's the only place in town.
Really?
And I was going to text you, hey, man, Mondo, you home? And then I was going to have you text me your address and just go home.
Oh, ain't that some bullshit?
Oh, damn.
That's some bullshit.
That setup petty right there. That motherfucker would have been looking out the window like this and everything. DJ said he was coming.
He would have cleaned up his stiff socks and everything.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that shit would have all been in the room. Stiff socks. That's some American Pie shit.
But I did do something petty.
Oh, what you do?
So I've been home this week, so I don't have a rental car, so we've been switching cars, and Steph's like, take my car.
Okay.
30 miles still empty, and I have to go up to the east side. Gas light's already on.
Mm.
So I stopped, put, I think, $10 in gas in it, so that way when it came back, it still had the same 30 miles in it.
Hell no.
Hell yes.
Then I get my car back from my boy this morning. Gas light on.
I already knew. As soon as you said you got it back from the boy, hold on, was it Lucci or was it? It was Lucci, yeah.
Yeah, Lucci, yeah. Gas light's on.
You already knew what time it was.
So I put gas in it because I had to go a few places today.
Yeah.
And he pulls up from work and he's like, can I go see my girlfriend? I was like, are you going to put gas back in the car? He's like, if you want me to.
If I want you to.
I was like, that's not how it works.
That's an obligation.
I'm mad that he
that's an obligation. You shouldn't even question it.
If you want me to is a question. Yeah, if you're going to see your girl. You better put gas back in it.
Okay, let me get to my petty moment so we can move forward because we're getting to the end now.
Heck yeah.
All right, look, I'm at work, right? Here we go.
Oh,
yeah. BJ?
Did they have a meeting?
Nah.
What? Oh, yeah, they did have a meeting. BJ did the motherfucking Nostradamus. Did they have those meetings?
Hey, man, look.
I told him he needs to question leadership.
What happened?
I told him to question leadership.
No, don't do. Yeah, you did. You did tell him to do that. We all adamantly disagreed.
Okay, so I'm at the job. I'm working. I write up a car. I tell them what it needs. And the people, when I work on a car, I inspect it and I tell them what it needs. And I give it to the sales department. And they decide how much of money they want to put into said car.
Yep.
In order for said car to be sold.
Yes, sir.
Now, I tell him, I say, look, this car needs this, 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 this. And there was a long list. They like, all right, well, we only going to do said this much. Now, this is ye boss I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Okay. Not my service manager, because service manager is just a guy that's just there while we're working in our building. The manager is over him. You see what I'm saying?
So you're talking about the boss.
Yeah, boss. I'm talking about boss.
Your boss is boss.
Yeah, ye boss is boss.
Double boss.
Yeah, ye boss is boss.
Double up.
And he says, hey, we're not going to do that other stuff. I said, okay. Well, then ye boss, not ye boss's boss, ye boss comes to me and says, hey, well, this car's still making noise and this, that, the other. I said, okay. I said, not a problem. I said, see, ye boss is boss told me not to do it. Now, here's what you do, ye boss. You go to ye boss's boss. Y'all pull up my original ticket and see what I wrote down that this vehicle needed. And y'all tell me what I did wrong.
Don't you like when motherfuckers don't communicate at work?
I love it.
Come on now.
I absolutely love it.
It creates the best petty moments ever.
So I made him pull up the ticket. Reprint out my actual penmanship, what I wrote down on the ticket. Okay, we don't punch it into a computer. We still write it down.
Yeah.
So I made him pull up my original ticket, and he brought it to me, and I said, "See, it needed this, 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 and if this stuff didn't fix it, then it needs that as well." So I had to get that petty in order for them to get off my back.
Hey, it sound like it. Hey, but like you said, if head honcho was like, nah, motherfucker, don't fix that. And then of course honcho number two was like, oh, what, you know, that's not what, hey, guess what, you better call somebody.
Hey, he tried to get petty with me. I'm gonna tell you how he tried to get petty with me, because we did have a meeting. Oh, well, what's your resume? How long you been working on cars? Hold on, boss's boss didn't tell ye boss what I do.
You mentioned that. Is this the same guy that was talking about like oil changes and shit?
Yeah.
It sounds like you need to whoop his ass one time.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to do something better.
Is he
than
a
that.
Small guy?
Oh, a little short.
Oh, he's got the, oh, okay. He's got, little, okay. He's got the big, okay. He's got the big man complex. Yeah, got you. Okay.
He got that control thing going on.
Not there. Saying every short person has that, but it sounds like he does.
That's right, Q.
Ba-dum-bum.
So my thing
I'm
was
get
this.
A text for that.
Yeah.
You will. Yeah. You definitely will.
I've been making sure that I don't feel make Money Q feel bad on this show for not being here, because I miss him. And, you know, I was like, hey, I ain't going to say too much. He's got to do what he's got to do. But.
So, yeah, that's my little petty moment. You know what I mean? I had to put them in check. I had to let them know, hey, I'm going to cover my ass.
There it is.
And when I covered it, I was making sure it was covered, but that's why I made him print off my actual ticket that I wrote up.
Hey, that's the way you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Paper trail is always a way.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I don't give a fuck. We can put it in the computer. We can write it down, but I know you got it. So I had to get real petty in that manner. I wasn't mad at him or nothing, but I'm the new guy. You know what I mean?
You ain't new no more, T. I'm gonna tell you that.
I'm the newest guy that was hired there. Like, there hasn't been anybody hired.
You had me laugh. Like, and I was like, "T, you've been there for almost 4 months now."
Some
I haven't. Not 4 months. I've only been at this job for like a month.
You keep on saying that, T. You said that like motherfucking like 3 weeks ago.
He's on his seventh week.
7 week?
Yeah.
So okay. I'm so being serious. I mean, but that's about a month and a half.
2 months.
Almost 2 months.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, yeah.
I want to get a T-shirt.
I like the fact that BJ.
is keeping track of me
because everyone heard that. Now I love you.
Well, you know it's the best.
I love you for this.
But you know,
I know what it's about. I know what it's about.
It's petty.
I'm gonna. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and that's what I'm about to say. This petty as shit. Well, he actually keeping track.
Well, here's the thing is, people love me. They really do. They love me. They respect me. But they know I listen to everything. I document it. Put it in the back of my head because I'm petty. I live petty.
I'm glad that I was able to provide you with a segment where you are allowed to be petty.
Well, I'm allowed to be. Well, I'm going to get a T-shirt made. We all need it. We still have our website through Smugcast where we can get it made. It's going to say, I live petty.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I would like some type of copyright over that because, you know, I came up with the Petty McGee section.
You got to put like a patent or some shit on it.
Yeah, I'd like to be inside of that.
And I just do stuff just to be petty constantly. Like, I've been leaving the toilet seat up at night, and my wife accused me of peeing on the seat, so I leave it up, and she fell in. She's like, why is the toilet seat down? I said, it's 2021. It's equal rights. I said, if I have to put it up, you have to put it down.
Damn.
Equal rights.
I'm telling you.
That's what Chappelle said. It's all about peeing on seats.
Oh, it is.
Boy. All right, well, there it is. We got petty.
That's our detective. That's our Petty McGee.
And they, hey, watch your ass, girls. Hey, those
hide your kids. Detective Petty. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Go, Petty, go!
I was about to say, all right, we're about to get ready to wrap up the show. Our last section is going to be Smoke Break. And we figured since it's the Halloween edition, we would tell at least one solid Halloween story. And it could be, you know, whatever experience that you had or another experience that someone may have had that you actually know. So we're going to finish it off with that. Now it's just where to start. Super Booker T, do you want to start? Or would you like for me to start?
I would like to start it myself. Hold on. Wait. Yeah, I ain't talking about the talking part.
Well, yeah, you got
to
get it right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. I got two quick stories. I'll make them fast because we almost at that mark. First one, I be scaring kids every Halloween and I can't wait to get home. I don't give a shit, kids. It's Halloween. Kids. Get scared. Like, I'm talking about to the point to where I will lay in the back of my truck and they won't know I'm in the back of the truck. When they come get candy, I jump out. Like, I'm talking about those type of stories. So... But that's just the one. But my big story that I'm a tell is one where I go to haunted houses. So I go to haunted houses, and me and the wife goes, and we were doing something BJ was talking about. He did. He would run around with the chainsaw, but didn't have the actual blade on it. Okay.
Yeah.
We get through the haunted house, and we have to come out. It's like a big warehouse. So we come out the warehouse, and there's like three or four stairs, and that's when they come to you, and the dude put the chainsaw on my neck. So I fell on the ground and started shaking.
Your ass thought you was really getting murdered.
No, I did it because, you know, the wife is in the medical field.
Oh, so you're doing the acting shit.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Okay.
I'm doing my acting shit. And as soon as she touched my throat, she's like, oh my God. gosh, baby. She was so freaking scared, dude. I lie to you not. I don't think I have scared anybody that bad. Like, it was like an emotional scare. Like, she was literally like about to call 911.
So, hold up. The wife wasn't in on it. So you just did like, hey, I'm going into Super Booker T mode, and you know,
as soon as he came around there with that chainsaw and he touched my throat, I fell. As soon as I fell, I just acted like I was convulsing, and then she went nuts.
Now, Mrs. Woods would have been the person in a Michael Myers movie that would have been the next one to die for not running. But go ahead, continue.
Oh, trust me, she didn't run. She went straight to me. And then I just kept doing it for like, I want to say I did it for like 30 seconds, 30 or 45 seconds or something like that. And as soon as I got done doing it, I looked at her, I was like, what's wrong with you? She was like, Terrell! And she hit me. I was like, oh, see, I got your ass, didn't I?
Look, this makes me laugh because I think about like if he was with us or some shit and the motherfucking chainsaw, fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy came and start chopping you. It'd have been like, all right, T, I tell your family that you love them. I'm going to look after your kids. You know, hey, I always think about the running breath. Hey, when a motherfucker's running, boy, you over there like motherfucker Usain Bolt. Hey, boy, out of breath. And don't be a smoker running either. It's over. Oh, God damn it. I'm on floor number two, my kidney. God damn it, he going to catch me.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit. Ah, nice. So is that the...
Those are my little two.
Yep. Those are very nice. That shit I like because, you know, me and you went to Kings Island, you know, back in the day, and you got to perform out there, and I thought it was awesome. I'm a go off some crazy shit. My Halloween story has to do with my mom's. My mom's DK Country. DK Country, to me, she was the best storyteller when it came to actual paranormal shit. Like, some shit happened to her, and then she would tell us a story. And the shit, you know, would freak you out as a kid. The shit was not cool. These stories are like fucking terrible stories where you couldn't sleep. And she was telling me when she was a kid, you know, and she was from Kentucky, so they was living in Kentucky at the time. And she was talking about one time, like a neighbor or something had passed away. And, you know, it was a little old lady, what have not. And she was like, yeah, lady had passed away, what have not. And she, and you know, DK Country vividly remembers shit. And she was like, yeah, and she, you know, lady passed away about a week or two. And she said, you know, one night, you know, I was sleeping and I felt something touching my feet. And, you know, as a kid, this shit, like, motherfucker, what do you mean something touching my feet? You know, as a kid, you like, hey, what the fuck you mean touching something? You know, hey, you don't want to wake up, something touching your feet. And she said something was rubbing like the, you know, middle of her feet. And she remembered, you know, fucking waking up and seeing this lady that passed away, you know what I'm saying, a fucking couple weeks ago, at the bottom of her bed, fucking rubbing her fucking feet. Rubbing her fucking feet. How fucking freaked out would you have been to have seen some bullshit like that? And like, it's DK Country, she don't bullshit when it comes to the fucking paranormal shit. She was like, lady, you know, she freaked the fuck out. And, you know, lady fucking disappeared.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely. I believe in energy. I ain't gonna say ghosts, but I believe, because, you know, ghosts can be, the label of it is just a crazy label, but I believe in energy. Energy can stick around, and sometimes it can manifest. So, yeah, I love paranormal shit. If you catch me watching some shit, it's probably some shit about that. So, yeah.
I agree with you on that, actually. Like, you know, I lost my sister 4 days before my birthday, and a lot of you not. She came and visited me. And she continues to do it. I really do believe it.
Damn. I said, my mom, she told me a story. My older brother, you know, Tyrone. Shout out to Big Tyrone.
Tyrone!
But Big Tyrone, he had we have different fathers, and he had lost his father when he was young. I think Tyrone was like maybe 4 or 5, something like that. And DK Country got a story about that, about they got home after the funeral. And he was standing at the top of the stairs, you know, spirit wise, which is some crazy shit.
I've seen it personally myself.
Yeah.
I truly believe that spirits are around. And I mean, hey, I just, it's weird when it happens. It's like, it's kind of like an out of body experience for yourself.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like, what is going on? And then it stops. And then you're like, why did it happen? Like, what happened? So, yeah, I'm definitely with it. Because they told us some stuff out there on that haunted train ride. And, dude, it seemed like it got cold out of nowhere.
Yeah, they talk about that. The cold spot. So, yeah.
It was trippy out there. So, I definitely believe in it.
Yeah.
As far as that can go. So.
Whoa. Happy Halloween, everybody. Yeah. What, BJ, you got one?
I'm believing the Booty Warrior.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to.
He's out there tonight, kids.
I don't want to run into the ghost of the Booty Warrior.
Oh, man.
Police is roaming the streets, people. So be careful. Be safe. Happy Halloween. Oh, safety on Halloween. Of course, check your kids' candy. Make sure that, you know, they're doing it during the daylight if they're not with a parent. And don't let the bag snatchers get you.
Because the bag snatchers, those are the ones you want to look for.
Yes.
Because they wait till the bag get big.
And then they're just, I'm talking about, right up on you and snatch that bag. Your spirit be hurt. That whole pillowcase that you had full of candy is gone.
Stay with your kids.
Yes.
All right. Well, M. Dodo, you got anything else?
Pretty much just what I said. Be careful, be safe. Happy Halloween, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Money Q, we miss you to death. Hopefully you'll be able to come back next week and we can make it do what it do. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, well, trick or treats, treat your kids to being around your kids so nothing happened to your kids while they're running around on the streets tonight. So that's Hyphenerdle's little info. So we love y'all. Thanks for listening to us. Holla back.
Yeah. Oh. It sounds like one of those West Coast E-40 beats. Yeah.
Going out on the street. Going out the trick and treat.
What?
Getting that candy. I'm Manday. I said I need it today. I'm still gonna go to the house.
What?
As long as light on and I'm blouse.
Yeah.
I'm get that candy tonight because it's Halloween and it got that fright. Everybody trying to scare me tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want them to do that, right?
Oh.
But it's gonna happen to me, right? But you know, I'm gonna go out tonight.
Give me some Vincent Price, old school movies, Freddy Krueger, Halloween Part 3. You know, Jason Voorhees coming through the forest with that motherfucking machete. Get it right, baby. I gotta get that candy tonight, baby. Sweet tar, sour gummy worms. Oh, did you heard? I got the motherfucking costume, Big Perm, the worm. I make them squirm. Shit. I'm off that sherm. No, I'm not.